Listening, Part 2. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation.
Conversation 1.
Jim, I'm surprised to see you in town. I heard you were working from home these days.
I am, but I got fed up with sitting indoors on such a beautiful day, so I decided to stroll over here.
Stroll? It took me 20 minutes by bus, and you live as far away as I do. It must have taken hours.
No more than half an hour. It's almost as quick to walk as to use public transport around here.
What are you here for? To see that new exhibition of abstract paintings?
No, there's an open meeting about the planned celebrations for the town's bicentenary. It's in that room at the end of the corridor. Why don't you come along?
I'll come to the celebrations. They'll be terrific. But I don't see the need for a meeting.
I hope you're right. But many of us think they're badly organised and a waste of money. That's what I'm going to say.
Jim, I'm surprised to see you in town. I heard you were working from home these days.
I am, but I got fed up with sitting indoors on such a beautiful day, so I decided to stroll over here.
Stroll? It took me 20 minutes by bus, and you live as far away as I do. It must have taken hours.
No more than half an hour. It's almost as quick to walk as to use public transport around here.
What are you here for? To see that new exhibition of abstract paintings?
No, there's an open meeting about the planned celebrations for the town's bicentenary. It's in that room at the end of the corridor. Why don't you come along?
I'll come to the celebrations. They'll be terrific. But I don't see the need for a meeting.
I hope you're right. But many of us think they're badly organised and a waste of money. That's what I'm going to say.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
Excuse me, but I'd like to change my room. I'm in number 22 on the first floor.
I'm afraid we only had small rooms left by the time you booked, sir. They are the economy option.
I'm not complaining about the size. It's a bit cramped, but I didn't expect anything else for the price. But the TV isn't working, and there doesn't seem to be a kettle or any tea and coffee.
The TV is an optional extra, sir. £5 for 24 hours. And there's a coffee machine just through that door.
What? I'm astonished that a hotel doesn't provide even the basics.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's where we differ from other hotels near the airport. We only charge for what guests actually need.
And am I the first guest to complain?
Not even the first today, to be perfectly honest. But much as I'd like to help, I'm afraid there's nothing I can do.
Excuse me, but I'd like to change my room. I'm in number 22 on the first floor.
I'm afraid we only had small rooms left by the time you booked, sir. They are the economy option.
I'm not complaining about the size. It's a bit cramped, but I didn't expect anything else for the price. But the TV isn't working, and there doesn't seem to be a kettle or any tea and coffee.
The TV is an optional extra, sir. £5 for 24 hours. And there's a coffee machine just through that door.
What? I'm astonished that a hotel doesn't provide even the basics.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's where we differ from other hotels near the airport. We only charge for what guests actually need.
And am I the first guest to complain?
Not even the first today, to be perfectly honest. But much as I'd like to help, I'm afraid there's nothing I can do.
Now, Look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
Hello, stranger. Haven't seen you for ages. What are you doing all the way out here in the sticks?
Visiting an elderly couple I met on holiday. The Johnsons. Do you know them?
Know them? They live next door. Listen, when you've been to see them, come round for dinner with us. Fred would love to see you again, and he'll be back from work at 6.
I'd love to, but I have to be at the hospital by 5:30.
Oh, dear. You're not unwell, are you? Nothing serious?
Me? No. Haven't seen a doctor for years. It's Sally. She's just had a baby girl.
Wonderful. We'll have to go and see her. And congratulations to you too, Grandad. Enjoy your new role in life.
Thanks. I suspect it's going to be a full-time job.
Hello, stranger. Haven't seen you for ages. What are you doing all the way out here in the sticks?
Visiting an elderly couple I met on holiday. The Johnsons. Do you know them?
Know them? They live next door. Listen, when you've been to see them, come round for dinner with us. Fred would love to see you again, and he'll be back from work at 6.
I'd love to, but I have to be at the hospital by 5:30.
Oh, dear. You're not unwell, are you? Nothing serious?
Me? No. Haven't seen a doctor for years. It's Sally. She's just had a baby girl.
Wonderful. We'll have to go and see her. And congratulations to you too, Grandad. Enjoy your new role in life.
Thanks. I suspect it's going to be a full-time job.
That is the end of part 2.